Well, I don't want to talk about these folks we knew, you know, mm-hmm. like daddy and mother. They, that was first with us.
Mm-hmm. Did, what did you call your mother? Just mother?
Mother. I never knew my mother. Oh, my mother died when I was big. Oh. And my daddy raised us kids all. Gotcha. I guess I was about 8 years old when he married me. He married in Alabama and moved to Arkansas.
You moved to Arkansas when you were eight?
Uh-huh. 8 years old.
Did you know your grandfather?
Nothing on his talk.
What did you usually call him?
We always called him Granddad.
How about your grandmother?
My grandmother. We always called him Grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, your grandfather and your grandmother were your father's what?
Mother. And it was his grandfather was his daddy. And my grandmother was his mother.
Mm-hmm. And together they were called your father's parents?
Parents.
Let's see, you mentioned that you have five daughters?
Five daughters. Mm-hmm.
If a boy has the general appearance of his father, the same face and same build and all that, you say the boy, what?
Just like his dad, don't you?
Yeah.
Looks like his dad. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying about you, about Johnny there a while ago, little boy we raised our daughters. You make me think of him. He's quick turn and got eyes like you. Mm-hmm. His mama says brown. Makes me think of him. He's always one of the He went to the army and he served that out. He come back, he made a mechanic. He went to school 3 years up here to Okmulgee.
That's a good school, I think.
He went there 3 years. Boy, he can take machinery and bore more than make it over.
Hmm.
Used to make him tear them up, and it would be a one he didn't look at. Tear it up, and they'd look it over, and it wasn't right, and put it back. You know, You know they work their boys up there.
That's good, too.
And he built one of my grandsons a motor down here. He's taking his car up there and built it in the school. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he sent him one back here that was a lot better than the one that come out. Boy, the thing is, sure run away.
If you could get a good motor like that in your car, it would certainly pay a hold on to your car, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
That boy can sure make them. Now he knows everything. He can set his bitch, you know, the boy them pistons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything about it. How much he's going to work for.
Mm-hmm.
How much piston slack it had to have him and everything, you know. He's smart. He's just smart.
Mm-hmm. Where is he now?
He's at Rod City. He's working at this big mill at Rod City. He never made a mechanic. He never went to mechanic school. He's not drawing money like he ought to.
No, he isn't. A top mechanic can draw good money.
He's a real mechanic, boy, I tell you. He can just tune your car up and then run away. Then you come out there and work on your car 30 minutes and boy, you think, well, what happened to that thing? Mm. Yeah, he can tune it up, tighten your wires, put your new car plugs in, boy. I had him work on with some other something justice. Quick and over.
Or did they have those things that you could put a baby in and things with wheels?
Mm-hmm. They called it baby buggy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to have them old time homemade and make them, you know, for the baby. Of course, the baby, make them slats, you know, on the side.